Emergency triple team traffic back over to KSL's traffic center. Here's Ricky Meese.
We have this problem on the east side of the valley, just continuing to cause delays. This is a crash, possible injuries blocking a right lane of traffic eastbound on I-80 at the ramp to go to I-215's east belt. So you'll want to plan to merge to the left in order to get around that, but anticipate some slowing as you're approaching 2300 east on I-80. Southbound delays are starting to break apart, and we're seeing speeds improve. That's going to be from about 3900 south, continuing all the way to Draper at 123rd south. Northbound I-15 still slow, Draper to Midvale. Dave Meekum.
In Utah County, with the accident there approaching the 2100 north off-ramp, that accident's been moved out of the way, no longer a factor, but some of the delay is still there, and we have a new accident reported now. This is going to be back closer to, it's going to be just before you get to American Fork Main Street northbound there. Looks like they've got it moved out of the way as well, but most of that slow traffic is from the earlier accident. Coming southbound on I-15, down off the south side of the point, getting into Lehigh, still going to be a slow one. Mark?
All right, things have improved on northbound I-15 north of downtown until you reach just north of 1600 North Centerville. Then I'm afraid you're in some serious slowdowns in Davis County till you get to about Layton Hills Mall before your speeds start picking up. Southbound delays continue Riverdale I-84 down to Clearfield, Davis County. Northbound Highway 89 has been brutal delays between the I-15 split. Heading up into Kaysville, you'll break free, then hit it again, SR-193 up to I-84. IFA is the perfect gift for mom this Mother's Day with beautiful hanging baskets full of flowers that will bloom all season long. Buy today and get free Fertilome fertilizer. Mark Jackson at the KSL Traffic Center.